Have you ever experienced what you thought at the time was a setback? When I was in the midst of finishing up school, I was in the final stages writing my big thesis project. And when it came time to start submitting portions of that work for approval, we were leveled a setback. The seminary emailed to tell me that there had been a new system of writing put in place, a new standard, and that my current work did not fulfill those new standards, and that I would have only a short window of time to get it fixed, or I'd have to start the program all over. Well, I was upset, I was confused, I was stressed. I'd spent many late nights away from my family working on this thing, only to be told it doesn't meet our new standard. I wanted to quit. I wanted to write it all off as loss and just move on from there. But from great counsel from my wife, we stayed the course, and the setback really proved to be a refining moment in my life. It helped sharpen my focus on the project I was working on, and in many ways, in the way I go about ministry today. Many times, what we see as a setback is really God setting the stage for a comeback. Perhaps you have experienced something similar. Looking backwards in time, you see what was once thought to be a setback as a way of God orchestrating a comeback for you. In Psalm 57, which is David looking back on the events of 1 Samuel chapter 22, David prays in Psalm 57, verse 4, "My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords." And then he says, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." It was a prayer, a cry that comes from looking back into the past and seeing that the enemy was fierce and had designs against David, and yet God was glorified through it all. Perhaps you can look back over events in your life and you see the same thing. The design and the attack of the enemy was fierce, perhaps even successful, some might say. But now, from a present perspective, you see it completely differently. You see God being exalted and His glory and plan coming to fruition. You couldn't see it then, but you surely see it now. But if we have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts and wills ready to conform to God's word, then we will see that what we think of as setbacks, even in the present or possibly even in the future, attacks of the enemy, are really God's way of setting the stage for His comeback. As you pray today, please remember Sean Pasley and his family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Khmer Rouge Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Congo, and Niger.